Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back again for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm with K-State University coming to you on this cold Monday afternoon here, the final Monday of 2025, December 29th. 2025. Thank you so much for tuning into this latest edition of this podcast, which I don't know when this is coming to come out. Either here in the current year, 2025, last 3 days of the year, or in 2026. and if it does, then Happy New Year, K-State Nation. That's well. So let's just cover our bases there on that. Yes, football, women's volleyball, women's soccer, men's women's basketball, track and field coming in a couple of weeks out there at the Cliff Rovetto indoor-outdoor facilities. Baseball coming soon this spring. Obviously, the return of men's, women's golf, and so much more, folks. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. If you've not subscribed to this podcast here in 2025, you might want to go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Like, hit that like button. Hit the alarm bell. Every time I update your content daily, you'll be first to be notified about it. Yeah, getting around to finally getting on the other side of the tunnel of this minor cold. Hopefully. Yeah, I recorded the men's postcast this morning. Didn't sound too bad, so why not record another episode here? And just like all year long, this volleyball team, we're going to stick on this theme of volleyball because we have another CSC to shout out here on the show. But anyways, yes, again, come at you daily, even though we were sick on, what was it, Saturday? Yeah, Saturday, that was not fun, so I did not report. I had recorded episodes, but I did not end up uploading one. So the podcast took a day off. So we're back at it now. Hopefully, through the new year, obviously, coming on Thursday there as well. So we're back on track here. I already recorded the postcast of the men's basketball final non-con. That should be coming out on the 29th tonight in prime time. Probably during the Rams Falcons game, which my team, the Falcons, I might end up recording the EG3 pod today or tomorrow, very latest tomorrow. It's gonna be a bonus episode. But the Falcons came up in discussions where we were already eliminated from the playoffs. Why you bring the Falcons back into conversation? More likely because if the Falcons were to upset the Rams tonight, and to be a red hot Saints team, then the records potentially of Carolina and let's say, yeah, Tampa, a struggling, really Tampa Bay team, could be eliminated. But yeah, it ain't bringing back the Falcons. That doesn't make any sense. But anyways, I better get off that. back to our attention to women's volleyball for a few minutes here. Obviously, we talked about throughout the season, throughout the fall semester here in 25, the big three, the reasons why the volleyball team was just the big three, Shaylee Myers, Anaya Clinton, and Ava Grant, right? The mainstays, right, of this team, Anaya Clinton coming over here, picking K-State first, obviously, spending 3 seasons over here before hitting the transfer portal. I mean, we talked about that. Now, I haven't seen anything yet via Ethan Fitzgerald, who's covering, who's done a nice job covering women's sports. More than just men's basketball, but anyway, that's beside the point right now. But yeah, man, so you have that going on there as well. Anaya Clinton, I don't know where she's going to go, but I'm pretty sure she has choices, obviously. But anyways, but yeah, look at the X Factors, right? Two of those got nominated for a CSC Academic All-District, and this was coming a couple weeks ago, actually. We're not too far off. This is a couple weeks ago. We've been so focused on the big three and for awesome reasons why. But these two individuals specifically played a huge part in why. And Brenna Schmidt has been one of them. Been a huge part. of the researchers of K-Simmons Volleyball and Simone Sims. Yes, CSC academic, all district. A couple weeks ago, the 25 college sports communicators, academic, all district teams, the organization announced this. 2 weeks ago, Schmidt boasted a 3.72 grade point average in humanities, while Simone Sims owns a perfect 4.0 GPA grade point average in organizational management. The academic all district honor is second of their respective careers, as both earned this accolade. Both of them actually earned this accolade last season there as well. K-State, as a university, has now collected 40 CSC academic all-district honors and has landed multiple players on the academic all-district team in 4 straight years. A total of 6 players have earned 8 academic all-district honors under third-year head coach Jason Mansfield on and off the court. I have recorded multiple episodes on this very subject here. So, again, Brennan Schmidt, Simone Sims, Brittany Schmidt, part of that five ladies group that's not coming. Obviously, Brittany Schmidt's graduated. So, so there's that. You're going to place her production, Simone Sims. She can come back. But again, with the transfer portal, we're going to leave that up in the air with all that. Given that Anaya Clinton hit the transfer portal, I talked about that already on this podcast. So there's that. Brittany Schmidt on the court led the Wildcats this year in per set. In blocks per set, with averaging just shy over a block. 13th best mark in the Big 12. 6'6 from Eagle, Nebraska. Finished second on the team with 79 total blocks and put down a career best, almost a kill and a half per set, 90 total. She also posted the team's second hitting efficiency average with 271. Sims from Frisco, Texas. Simone Sims, S squared. The X factor all year long, and really going back to last year for this team, really underrated, honestly, there as well. But she's played a huge part in a lot of these games over the last couple of years for Kansas State Women's Volleyball. This is Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. Another CSC recording edition of this podcast. Eddie Greer III coming to you just 2.5 more. Well, if I sit here right now on the EG3 confines, 2.5 more days till 2026. Here, Sears. So I don't know when this is gonna upload. It will upload. Hold on. So I recorded the graduates episode over the weekend. A couple of days ago. So that might go in. So this might be one of the first episodes that pop up at 2026. We'll see about that. But anyways, yeah, Sims led K State career high 423 digs, recorded a single match career best 26. Against KU in that big-time upset back on October 24th, she became the fifth player in program history. Hold on. Okay. Program history to record 10 matches with 20 or more digs, tying fourth all time. She's only a junior. Again, keep that in mind. A junior on a team that went to the NCAA tournament, 18-10 overall, 10-8 in the Big 12, and got an NCAA tournament win on top of that. Right? So, she's a junior libero. And speaking of liberos, K-Simmons Volleyball recently hit on a trainer portal. I might get to that at some point this week. I don't know if it's going to be today, because I might end up jumping on the E3D pod before the Rams and Falcons game. That's the same recording on a Monday afternoon there as well. So, again, I know she has eligibility left there for Simone Sims. That's there on the table. I haven't seen anything that she's hit the transfer portal yet, at least for right now. Knock on wood. Knock on that there as well. Brittany Schmidt, a senior. She has played a huge role in the turnaround of K-State Volleyball with Anaya Clinton, Ava LeGrand, Shaylee Myers, and let's throw in Jordan Williams in there as well, because she's also graduated. She transferred in last year, Jordan Williams did, and played a huge part in this as well. So, again, give our props to Brennan Schmidt and Simone Sims. Back-to-back years landing on the CSC All-District Academic All-District Team. a couple weeks ago. We're not too far off from this. This was probably a week and a half ago. This was announced back as December 16th. We're getting to this now, December 29th. Yeah, about 13 days ago, somewhere in there. So we're not far off. Week and a half, not too bad. As well as, yeah, we're creating content. Anyway, so there's that off the court news. K-State continuing to put up academic numbers off, on, or off the court. We don't need to answer that right now. Unnecessary calls here in this podcast. There's no, but as you can probably tell, getting back to normal. Fell sick over the weekend and ended up falling in the same patterns. But hey, 2.5 days to 26, and one of those patterns are going to be broken for good. let's say that, because I've seen and heard enough of that. And that might be something for the EGG podcast going into 2026. We'll see about that. But anyways, yeah, but all kudos. Focusing on K-State. Eddie, focus on K-State for another minute. Brenna Schmidt, Shimon Sims, congratulations to you guys, to you ladies, on another solid academic year. Fall semester at the Hammock K-State Volleyball. So, and volleyball in general had an awesome year. Again, I can't say this enough. Really, for all women's sports, for that matter, as we put it in the 2025, that, just a thrill to follow these ladies' journeys. And, yeah, it's interesting. And carrying on into women's basketball, obviously, they continue on their season in 2026. We'll see what happens there as well. Excited and anxious to see what happens, including, yeah, volleyball season. How are you going to replace that type of production? Now, Simone Sims, we'll leave her up to question because I don't know if she's going to come back with the air of the transfer portal. So we'll have to see about that. Hopefully she can come back for another year. We'll have to see how all that shakes out there when we get to the fall. But we're still kind of ways out from that as well. But yeah, we're graduating everybody on that side as well. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found, free and available daily, or wherever you record K-State content. It's your very first time listening to this podcast. You waited this long to listen to an episode of this podcast, or is your first episode listening to 2026. We got you covered for football all the way to women's rowing. So definitely subscribe, as we will definitely record right on through New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, as well this week. This will pop up at some point during the week as well. So you want to make sure you're tapped in to the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports there as well. Basketball is going to be in full swing now. Once we get through the New Year's, we're through pretty much Christmas and all that. Once we get through, I wouldn't say New Year's is necessarily a holiday, but once we get through at least the end of this week, we'll be definitely, well, this podcast is rocking and rolling, no matter what it is. But we'll be back on normal schedule. I know we're back on normal schedule through the EG3 training cycle as we approach, here, New York City half marathon, not the marathon itself, but the half marathon, which with all this luck going on, with all this bad luck juju going on, how in the world I got in New York City? I don't know, but it's still not real. But anyway, yes, yours truly. This is announcement. Yes, this is Eddie Greer. Yes, EG3 did get in to New York City half marathon in 2026, which when the calendar flips, it will be 2026, and the countdown is definitely on towards that. So he's getting ready for that, and that's going to open up the 2026 running calendar. He ain't going to be jumping in no local races or anything like that. The focus is clearly on that race to kick things off. So, yeah, there's that and everything around that. Leading up to that, that's crazy. But anyways, speaking of which, the basketball team, men's basketball team, countdown their days to the Big 12 conference schedule. Gets hosting BYU this weekend. You got that going on. Wednesday wraps up the 2025 athletic calendar year for K-State. Women's basketball had the pleasure of wrapping that up against hosting Cincinnati. Now, again, on that, I am not sure if I'm going to record the postcast after that. It's going to have to be probably more than likely the first episode of the new year there as well. I'm going to jump on ahead of that right now. So I can be assure you that right now. So there's that as well. So you want to be tapped into this podcast. And I want to thank everybody who's been a part of this podcast. Big thanks to Alex Aiden, obviously. You haven't heard him in a minute. He will be coming back. I know I said this a lot, but I'm trying to pan out a schedule on that, but he'll be the first voice you'll hear guest wise anyways, and then we'll go on from there at some point in the month of January. So you want to make sure you're tapped into this podcast, and we'll definitely look back at the football season first, or maybe just talk basketball first before kind of looking back at the football season of 2025. I will be doing a continue to do reviews of the seasons as well. I just got done posting a two-parter on women's soccer. You want to go check that out. It's already on the feed, so definitely make sure you check it out as well on the Pro Project Project feed, wherever you listen to your podcasts as well. So stay tuned for more content here. Winding down 2025, we're going to go right on in to 2026, and you want to make sure you want to be part of this podcast, definitely want to make sure you tap into this podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. This is Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Wow, almost 20 minutes. Man, we've been rolling today on these episodes, but we'll wrap this up. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode right here on the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas City Sports. Again, Greg, big shout out to Simone Sims and Brennan Schmidt, CSC, back-to-back years on the CSC all-academic, all-district team for the work off the field, or off the court in this case. Go Cats.